Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, rainy afternoon here in Hattiesburg, all across South Mississippi. Hope you're staying safe and dry and warm on this Thursday afternoon. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio right here in soggy, heavily rained Oak Grove, Mississippi. It's been raining here all morning. I'm pretty sure probably the same thing wherever you're listening. But we're glad you're with us. We're indoors, and we're going to talk Southern Miss sports for the next hour, the opening segment of our show, as it is every day. Well, it's sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. This would be a great night to go get some hot, delicious barbecue with your family at Dickey's. They're open 7 days a week right here in Hattiesburg. We just thank the world of Justin Harris and all the gang at Dickey's, and we think it's a great place to cater your next event. Baseball just now less than a month away. In fact, media day underway right now. So maybe plan a catering from Dickey's for the first weekend of Southern Miss baseball. We're shorthanded here this week, or we would be at media day, as you probably know. Kelly's out sick, and Luke is unavailable to help us. So we're going to rely on some other people to tell us what happened, and we'll get all that information to you tomorrow or maybe later today. In fact, Carly Malden will be on the Eagle Hour tomorrow, so she'll have an update on how things are progressing with baseball, and we suspect very well. Hey, I want to remind you, first of all, this afternoon about the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. It is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are just the finest luxury vehicles on the road today, and coming soon, the all-new Genesis Showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, a little later in the show, we're going to have Connor McNellis on the show. That, of course, is one of the new coaches on the women's team and the son of Joy Lee McNellis. They're in Troy right now. They're going to be having a shoot-around as we speak right now, but Connor's going to step aside and get us ready for the game tonight. But first, big news for basketball. Last night, the Golden Eagles looked really, really good against a rather weak Coastal Carolina team, but nevertheless, the Golden Eagles played very, very well. Donovan Ivory scored 28 points as USM cruised to a 79-63 road win over Coastal Carolina, and any road win in college basketball is a big win. The Golden Eagles improved to 12-8, 6-2 in the Sun Belt, and looking pretty good right now in conference, as we'll talk about here in just a minute. But Ivory was the story last night. He tied his career best with three-pointers. He made 6 three-pointers, 5 in the first half. His 19 first-half points helped the Golden Eagles take a commanding 44-26 lead at the break after the Golden Eagles started the game shooting 54% from the floor over the first 8 minutes. But Coastal Carolina came back after halftime, scored the first 14 points of the second half, knocked an 18-point deficit down to 4. I was getting a little nervous, I won't lie. But Ivory stepped up again, hit another three-pointer. The Chanticleers kept fighting. The final tip came on a dunk that made it 53-48 with 10 minutes left in the game. So they were still in the contest. But Kobe Montgomery drained a triple at that point. That started an 8-0 run for the Golden Eagles, and that effectively put the game out of reach. Another big night for another player, I should say, Jeffrey Armstrong. And if you don't know anything about Jeffrey Armstrong, he's about as high character a kid as you will ever run across in your life. Military background in his family, and you can tell it when you're around Jeffrey. He drained back-to-back three-pointers after Montgomery last night, and the redshirt junior scored a career-high 10 points. Good for him Armstrong's second three gave Southern Miss a 13-point advantage with 6 minutes to play. And also a big player in the game last night, and a growing player on the team, is Colby Montgomery. He delivered the final dagger with a pair of three-pointers, the final one making it a 15-point game as the clock ticked below 2 minutes. So another good night for him. And Austin Crowley, give him some credit. He's not scoring. He's not playing very well offensively. But, boy, he really helped the team last night. 7 assists and 7 points. And Crowley made some tremendous assists and really would have made more. Some of the shots weren't completed. But he is a team player. He's shown that, and really good for him. Mo Arnold also had a big night. 9 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds for a guard. 9 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds for Mo Arnold. And Tegra Izze came off the bench and added 6 points and 6 rebounds. He seems to be improving daily. The Golden Eagles made a season-high 13 three-pointers on 29 attempts. It sure was fun watching that last night, and that sure was a solid road win for the Golden Eagles. They're on their way as we speak. They'll be playing at Marshall tomorrow. Southern Miss will head to Marshall on Thursday, and they'll meet the Thundering Herd on Saturday afternoon. So check that. That'll be a 3 o'clock Central Standard Time game on ESPN+, the Golden Eagles against Marshall. USM scored at least 44 points in the first half for the fourth time this season. And again, Donovan Ivory was the star of the night, knocking down 5 three-pointers in the first half and tying his career high with 6 three-pointers. And kudos to Jeffrey Armstrong and I think Austin Crowley, who both played very, very well last night. So where does that leave things in conference standings? Well, App State is the number one basketball team in the league right now. They are 15-4. They've won 4 straight games. Have a conference record of 6-1. James Madison, 18-2. They have a conference record of 6-2, and they've won 3 straight. The Golden Eagles, with 3 straight wins, are now 6-2. They are tied for second place in the league. They're 12-8 overall, just 1 game behind Appalachian State or the Golden Eagles. After a rough start, the Eagles really seem to be getting in stride. Troy, 12-8, 6-2 on the season. Marshall, the upcoming opponent, well, they're 10-11 on the year. They did win yesterday, and they are 5-3 in the league. Rounding it out, Louisiana, Arkansas State, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, South Alabama, Coastal, which is 5-14 and 2-6 after the game last night. Louisiana, Monroe, Texas State, and at the bottom of the standings, Old Dominion. But you got to like the way the Golden Eagles are playing, as, again, they win last night, get to within 1 game of the league standings. Now, we're going to be talking women's basketball here in just a couple of minutes, but let's run down those standings real quickly. Marshall leads on the women's side, 14-5 overall, 8-0 in conference play. Troy, 9-8, that's where the Golden Eagles are, the Lady Eagles right now, 6-1 in the league. James Madison in third, 14-6, 6-2. Monroe, 13-5, 5-2. And Georgia State is 11-7, 5-3. They've been a victim of the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles a little down in the standings. They're 9-8 overall. They've got a one-game losing streak. They lost this past weekend, and they are 2-5 in league play. So the Lady Eagles 9-8, 2-5 in league play. 5 games out of first place. So it doesn't appear that that they will win or challenge to win the regular season. However, what you want to do, obviously, is you want to get to play really good in February, get in your stride, and hit the tournament come March. But a big night for the men. Again, to recap, the men beat Coastal Carolina last night pretty handedly and are now on their way to play Marshall, which I'm pretty sure is not an easy place to get to, but a good night for men's basketball. Tonight, Lady Eagles taking on Troy. Let's see what time that game is set to take place. You can watch it on ESPN+. Of course, our friend Barry McKnight will be doing the play-by-play, and that'll be a 6 p.m. tip-off tonight against the Troy Trojans, and we'll be talking to Connor McNellis here in just a few minutes about preparations for that game tonight. You know, Town & Country Cleaners is Hattiesburg's trusted dry cleaners. They've been family-owned and operated. They've been in the same location since 1983. They offer services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street, or you can call them at 601-264-4920. Connor McDowell still to come on this edition of the Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander will be joining us a little later in the show. Tomorrow, going to be some NFL chatter on the Eagle Hour tomorrow. We'll have Patrick McGee. It's championship weekend coming up. And then at the second half of tomorrow's show, we're going to have Carly Malden, who is the newest addition of the Southern Miss baseball staff. She's going to be here talking about the upcoming baseball banquet, the importance of the Dugout Club, how you can become a member of the Dugout Club, and how you can help the Golden Eagles continue as they march up the ladder, certainly one of the top 20 baseball programs in the country. And they can use your help. The Dugout Club always looking for new members, and you get a lot of goodies when you join the Dugout Club. So Carly will be here tomorrow to talk to us about that. Coming up, Connor McDowell, the Lady Eagles are in a shoot-around right now at Troy University. He's going to break away from practice. Join us on the other side of this short break. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Remember, you can hear our show on a podcast form anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can simply tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we appreciate it however you join us. This segment of the show is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net on Hardy Street. Great place to buy all of your Southern Miss apparel. And, of course, a wonderful lady in Miss Kathleen. We hope that the next time you're in there, you'll tell her that her good buddies on the Eagle Hour said hello. All right, we just talked about men's basketball. Let's turn our attention to the Lady Eagles. They are in Troy, Alabama. In fact, we've got Connor McDowell on the phone with us. In fact, you guys are just now getting off the bus, right, Coach? And heading in to do a shoot-around.
Oh, we actually just got done with shoot-around. We're just getting back to the hotel.
Okay, so I've got it reversed. But you got in your shoot-around, correct?
Yes, yes, sir, we did.
Okay, look, we appreciate you being on the show. I think it may be the first time that we've had you on, but, you know, we're glad to have you back here in Hattiesburg. And before we get started with basketball, let's talk about the opportunity for you to coach with your mom. This must be a pretty special time for you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, under the circumstances, you know, it felt right and it seemed right. And it's been kind of a blessing ever since I've been back to kind of be around her and stuff like that as she is going through this time.
You know, Connor, and in talking to various kids on the team, they're motivated by your mom, because what these girls have told me is she never quits. You know, she never stops. Therefore, we can't. You know, we can't take a day off when coach is not taking a day off. But my guess is you've seen that example from her your entire life.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Even on weekends, it was work, work, work. We never stopped working at our house, you know. We used to joke and say, you know, we really couldn't sit down for a minute on the weekends whenever mom's home. We usually had some kind of chores, or we were always doing something.
she doesn't stop much, and she's not going to change. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, sir.
Well, look, we really appreciate you being on. You go into this game with Troy tonight. Both teams are 9-8, but Troy may be a little misleading at 9-8. They were 0-6 to start the year, and they've won 9 of their last 11 games, including 6 straight. So they're playing pretty well. You got your hands full tonight.
Yes, sir. They're definitely getting in a rhythm. Early on, they had some players that were hurt and stuff like that, and they were still trying to find that old Troy that they've been used to in the past. And you know, as they got into conference, I guess they used that. They had a difficult schedule in non-conference, and I guess that kind of helped them get ready for conference, and, you know, they started getting rolling here as of lately.
It looks like that Troy's pretty aggressive basketball team, too, about crashing the boards. I think they're doing really well in offensive rebounds. Let's see here. They're averaging 78.4 points a game. That's 28th nationally in scoring. But they really crashed the boards, and what is the key to beating them? What do you think the Lady Eagles have to do tonight, Connor?
Well, like they did last year, they out-rebounded them last year when they won the two games last year against Troy, and that's got to be the same kind of mindset coming into this one. They're going to take a lot of jump shots, and they're going to miss a lot of them, but they rely on that second opportunity and third opportunity to get as many extra points as they can, and their defense as well. They're trapped around half court a lot, and, you know, they really try to turn you over and run and gun.
Yeah, they're 13th in the nation in average rebounds per game. You really have to box out that. That's going to be a big key, correct?
Yes, sir, absolutely. We got to ID, and we got to really be physical in our box outs.
You know, Southern Miss has never lost to Troy. I didn't know this until yesterday. 5-0 going back to 1982. Is that totally insignificant, Connor?
Try not to think about those kind of things. You know, just try to take it one day at a time. That's a definitely interesting fact, but we make sure we don't tell the players that.
Right, so you don't want them to know about that. All right, let's talk about our team. Right now, what do you like about the way the team – let's be positive first. What do you like, Connor McNellis, about the way the Lady Eagles are playing?
You know, even through all this adversity, you know, they definitely find times. You know, Dominique Davis has kind of been a little up and down with her energy and stuff like that. But, you know, this past week in practice, she's been a big, big spark for them in practice. So seeing that kind of energy from her through some of the difficult times that you could tell she's been through and stuff like that. And Malia's still playing like Malia's been playing since Coastal and Old Dominion. And, you know, seeing those two players really, you know, doing well. And then, you know, Ja'Coria Bracey's picked it up a little bit here down the stretch and rebounding a lot for us. And, you know, having some of our role players, like even Mahogany and Asia Lee, giving us a couple good minutes in that one game. And I think they were our first 4 or 6 points when we struggled that last game against Monroe. So seeing little pieces from other people as well as our really good players having a good week of practice, it feels good. It's positive.
Talk about Malia Grace in just a minute. She has really been playing well, rebounding, shooting, just in every aspect. This is the Malia Grayson that everybody expects, and we've really seen her come to the floor here in the last few games.
Yes, sir. When they came back from Christmas break, you could tell there was a different kind of determination and things that she did. Her movements, the way she talked, it was more determined. And you know, it was a totally different kind of Malia Grayson than we're used to seeing. Sometimes she's kind of shy and quiet. No, she was aggressive in practice. She was calling for balls. She was talking. You know, she was definitely very, very determined on a lot of things she was doing, and not just playing basketball, being on the vocal side of things. And it's just been a totally different, you know, person.
How important is she to the success of the team, Connor?
Thank you. Oh, she's a big part of the success. She's the one that's got to own the paint for us on rebounds and scoring and defense. Mm-hmm. You know, she is the one down there who could be a complete monster if she keeps her mindset the way it's been recently.
All right, and then there's Dominique Davis, and we've talked a lot about Dominique Davis, but she's going to go down really as not a great player now, but she's going to go down as one of the great Lady Eagles of all time. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, she definitely has that opportunity to, you know, finish out her legacy this last part of this conference stretch we have. She definitely has the ability and stuff like that. The only person that could stop Dom is Dom.
Yeah. All right, talk about the Sun Belt. You guys are, what, maybe 60, 65, 70% through the season right now. Not exactly sure about the percentage. But what have you seen out of the league this year that maybe is different from what you've seen in the past? Your overall observation of women's basketball this year in the Sun Belt Conference?
You know, anybody can win any night. You know, there's not really as much of a top heavy as you saw Marshall. Has been playing very dominant, and they took down James Madison yesterday after being down 14 early and ended up winning almost by double digits, and they were up big late in that game. So just seeing like the Monroes and some of those teams that have really stepped up this year has kind of given a balance of power. And, you know, Texas State struggled a little bit, and they won the league you know, last year and went and played against James Madison and, you know, got runner up. So, I mean, seeing things like that where balance of powers have kind of been, you know, very, very more balanced. So anybody can win any night. That's what makes it really exciting.
Yeah. So tonight, the game plan tonight is what, Connor?
Got to rebound. Got to rebound and limit them to one shot and try to control the pace of the game.
Yeah. Couple minutes left. It had to be a little unusual for you this past weekend against Monroe. What were you feeling on the floor?
Not too much. It was a little different, you know, just, you know, competing against some of her former players and stuff like that. But, you know, we're happy for Missy. She's done a really good job there and, you know, brought in some good players. It's a different type of team.
Yeah. I want to talk about you for just a minute. A lot of people make sacrifices for people they love, but not a lot of people give up their job to come home and to help out at home and to help a parent that could use your help right now. It says a lot about your character without question. What has this all been like for you, Connor?
You know, there's been days where I've thought about it. You know, like right now I'm working at Academy and then I'm volunteering with her. Like, you know, you think about those days you could be coaching college basketball, you know, and not having to, you know, work at Academy and then try to make practices. Like I drove in last night. And then I actually got to drive back tonight after the game to work tomorrow. And then I'll drive down to Mobile. Actually, I'll go recruiting tomorrow night. And then after recruiting, go to Mobile. So, you know, it is a little different. And I'm lucky to still be able to have my, you know, foot in the door with it as far as being able to do things. But, you know, my mom's getting closer and closer to the end of her career. And you never know within the next couple of years. And I'd like to be here for that, you know. And, you know, with all the stuff that's been going on with her and her family, it's good to, you know, just be an extra person she could see. She could see her son today. You know, it's not like, you know, wondering, you know, how is he doing and stuff like that. Just that personal touch and being there with her and stuff like that's always good.
So you gave up a Division I college coaching job to come home, help your mom, volunteer, and then work a part-time job on the side. Is that what I just heard?
Yes, sir.
Well, that says more about you than anything I could say, Connor McNellis. And we're glad you're here. And I know Coach is glad you're here, and God bless you for what you're doing to help your mom through this.
Appreciate that, Bob.
All right, Connor McNellis, everybody, in Troy, Alabama. Connor, the volunteer coach, and what a hell of a story is that. Connor McNellis, Lady Eagles tonight, taking on Troy. Good luck to those young women. Great, great kids, and you get around them a little bit, you get attached to them. I'm not going to lie. I'll be watching them tonight and pulling for them every minute of the game. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This would be a great day for a Mobay Beignet. They're at 2902 on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page or go to Mobay Beignet Company Co. Hattiesburg.com. The best thing to do, though, would be what Kelly and I like to do. We just like to go down there and eat beignets. And as those of you that know us, Kelly and I can eat with the best of them. Isn't that right, Center?
And I have learned, Bob, to not wear black when you go to
when you're eating beignets. Yeah,
you get that powdered sugar all over you, and you just look a fright.
Hey, I want to thank 4th Street Bar and Grill for that segment that we just did with Connor McNellis. What an impressive young person! This segment is sponsored by 4th Street. I guess is what I should say. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the show. And we appreciate all that they do for the show, and we appreciate all they do, of course, for Southern Miss. It's just a great place to go hang out, get some good food and a cold beer, and enjoy time with your friends. All right, Kelly Sander on the show, and Kelly, we'll go back to the first segment. That was that basketball game last night. you made a really good point to me off air. You know, the Golden Eagles right now, they're technically tied for second with James Madison, but they have the tiebreaker over James Madison since they've beaten them. The only team in front of them at this point is App State, which they do not play. But the remainder of the schedule, and I'm almost afraid to say this, Kelly, I don't want to jinx anything, but the remainder of the schedule looks favorable for the Eagles to make another challenge for the regular season championship. Did I just say that?
Yeah, it is true. This road game coming up with Marshall this weekend. Of course, Marshall defeated Georgia State last night, 77-68. So this is going to be a formidable challenge on the road Saturday. But once they get past this road game, then you know you've got a few other road games that are on the schedule. But of the remaining home games, a lot of these teams have not proven to be, you know, the strongest teams in the league. I mean, you do have another game with Louisiana Monroe, but that one is going to be in Hattiesburg. You've already beaten Monroe there. You got to play Arkansas State on the road, but they've beaten Arkansas State here. You haven't played Louisiana at all. Now, that's just because of the rivalry is going to be good. But, you know, no App State. They're done with Troy. They've, you know, split with Troy. And they defeated James Madison earlier in the year. So the tougher teams in the standings so far are already by the wayside on the schedule. So, indeed, both on the road and at home. And remember, the month of February is really home heavy for the Eagles. They have been on the road a lot this year. So February looks really good. And then the tournament is the first week in March. So the schedule does look good for the Eagles going forward.
And you get Victor Hart coming back, I would think, soon. That's a big part of your scoring offense. And so they've been playing really well the last few games without one of their leading scorers on the team. So you got to be optimistic. And I'm going to throw out a name there to you that, well, has been spoken of in not flattering ways parts of the year by the fan base and hasn't been as big a role as we would have thought. But I think Tegra Izay continues to improve. I thought he played pretty well last night. And if he continues to improve with his big 275-pound, 7-foot body, he can be a force down the stretch here for the Golden Eagles, Kelly.
6 points last night, 6 rebounds, which the rebounding part is always big. I agree with you, Bob. That hand that was injured, you know, it's slowly, you know, he's been in the lineup and really not at 100% with that hand. But as each day goes by, that hand is getting stronger, and that does add an element, you know, to the Southern Miss, just the overall output. When you look at this Southern Miss team, it seems like every time you look up, I think last time we talked about a game, it was the two victors, you know, that had great games. Well, last night now, you know, Donovan Ivory, the young man from that came to Southern Miss from Wisconsin Green Bay in his second year here, obviously, and I know you guys talked about this, had a great game. And Jeff Armstrong, who, if this country's logo or symbol wasn't the Golden Eagle or the Bald Eagle or whatever, it should be Jeff Armstrong.
No, of course.
Because that kid is about as All-American as it gets. And for him to come off the bench and hit a couple of big three-pointers and hit double digits for a career high, and that's really what it takes for any team. You got to have a little bit of luck on your side, unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs. But if you you have a little bit of luck on your side and have guys that are willing to spread the ball around and let guys have their moment in the sun, so to speak, that's what this Eagle team has been so far. And I think you've mentioned this before, that, you know, going into the season, you know, the preseason Sun Belt player of the year, you know, who hasn't had a great year numbers wise, but he's been, you know, passing the ball around, and that's part of what it's all been about.
Yeah, 7 assists last night. I thought Crowley, he only scored 7 points, but I thought he was really good last night, and I think he made a really big contribution. One more thing about Jeffrey Armstrong. If you have not met Jeffrey Armstrong and you have a son, and your son grows up to be like Jeffrey Armstrong, you will have had a successful parenthood. Is that not fair to say, Kelly? He's just an incredible kid.
Two almost too good to be true. I mean, the kid's got, you know, a great head on his shoulders, smart in the classroom, very dedicated to playing basketball, understands his role, has no problem with his role, and his parents have done a really good job, you know, with that one. And it's all by, I think any parent will tell you, it's all by the grace of God that your kids turn out, you know, somewhat functional. But I salute his parents for that. He is really some kind of kid. And when you have a game like he had last night, that's when you really are especially proud, because if there's ever a guy that deserves it, you know, that's a guy that certainly does.
There's just no question about it. Now, a kid that you and I've talked up since the start of the year when we first met him, Colby Montgomery. He's a player, Kelly.
Yeah, well, he loves that. I mean, and the thing that I'm afraid about with Colby Montgomery is that other teams, when they go over film or however they scout these teams, they're going to know that he loves that deep baseline jumper. It's his favorite shot. He practices it more than anything else. Those are the ones that he normally drains his threes. But if other teams, I hope none of the other teams are listening to this, that hear that that's his favorite shot. But if they ever learn to take that away from him, you know, that'll be advantageous to them and disadvantageous to the Eagles. But as each game that he plays too, you can just see the sense of confidence growing. And you know, remember at the beginning of the year, the guys kept talking about chemistry, Bob. You know, when we get this thing together, man, we're going to be pretty good. Well, I think they're proving that they are pretty good.
Right.
6-2 in the league, and again, the schedule favors them the rest of the way. So I would be shocked, barring injuries or something we just can't predict. I would just be shocked if this team doesn't finish any worse than, you know, going into the season, they were projected to finish fourth in the league. But I think the way that things shake out, they could indeed make a run for the top spot again.
I don't think there's any question. They're one game out, you know, so you got to obviously keep one game at a time in front of you. Play with consistency, you know, don't have any more bad upsets like a couple that we've had this year. Just be consistent. Don't try to be spectacular. Just be fundamentally sound and consistent and try to play your way through the remainder of the schedule. And who knows, Kelly? I mean, they have as good a shot right now as anybody.
And I was a little bit worried, full disclosure, I was a little bit worried when the Eagles built that lead, you know, going into the locker room. And actually the first half, they just dominated the first half. But when Coastal started chipping away, you know, and got down, I was like, I'm going, oh, guys, do not let this one slip away. And they didn't. Yeah. That's a good sign, too, that they, you know, held their composure. And the sad thing about the schedule is they don't get to play Coastal. Because any team, App State, yeah. Because any team will say, look, we want to do our own dirty work, right? We want to take care of it ourselves. But in one of those quirky schedule things, they don't get to play App State. So it's just the way it goes in those crossover situations.
Maybe in the championship game, right?
Yes. Yeah, hey, wouldn't that be something? And then you have nobody to blame but yourself if you have a shot at them. And we've all already acknowledged this is a one-bid league. So, but even making the NCAA tournament field, Bob, the financial shot in the arm that would be for the Southern Miss Athletic Department.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
Just can't even be measured. Just making the field.
Right, no question. All right, so the ladies play tonight, and they're at Troy. Seems like we live at Troy. It used to be South Alabama, now seems like it's Troy. But the ladies play tonight, and we'll be watching that, and then the men, I guess both of them will be back in action over the weekend. All right, Kelly, go stick around for another segment. We're getting close to championship weekend. I wanted to get your thoughts as we're just a couple of days away.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about that women's series, too, with Troy. It's really interesting. You've got two teams with identical records, but going opposite directions in the league. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, no question. More on the Super Talk Eagle Hour right on the other side of the break. We're glad you're with us. And don't forget, now, DBAT, great place to take your children for baseball and softball training. Talked to Luke Reynolds yesterday. He's going to be on the show next week. We're looking forward to that. You remember him. He was a dog at third base for the Golden Eagle baseball team. And we're going to talk about Media Day as well when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We'll remind you, we've got Carly Malden scheduled on the show tomorrow. Patrick McGee. Kelly's working on another guest. We'll try to find the play-by-play voice of Marshall basketball and see if we can get him on the show. All right, Kelly, we want to get to the NFL, a couple other things, but it is media day, and we're a little shorthanded here on our staff, so that's why we weren't there today. But media day, kind of the official kickoff of baseball season, and some of the things that you've said on the air and certainly some of the off-air conversations that you and I have had, I have never seen you more optimistic about Southern Miss baseball.
No, and actually I was ridiculed, you know, I think for the past 2 years, which is okay. Obviously I'm a big boy and can take it, but it always comes on any baseball team. It's you build your team with strength up the middle, but first and foremost, you got to have some guys that can throw it, right? You got to have some pitchers. And I think talent wise from top to bottom, again, barring injury, that big piece of the puzzle, this is probably the most talented staff from top to bottom. Now, have they had maybe better starters overall different years? You know, perhaps. Have they had stronger bullpens? Perhaps. But I'm just talking about pitcher 1 through 12 or 14 or however many they have rostered. These aren't just good pitchers. They're great pitchers. And Coach Ostrander, who's going to have to, you know, will double as pitching coach and, you know, and head coach, which is not anything he's not used to doing. But man, it's nice to know that that you've got some options, and it puts the guys in a really good competitive situation to know that he's not married to any one player, right? I mean, when you're all that good, you compete with each other for playing time, and man, I just think this is really a special pitching staff from top to bottom. I think
no question, and we're looking forward to having Coach Oz on the show every Monday, right after the opening weekend gets underway. He'll be with us. Throughout the season, of course, we always look forward to that. All right, big news. Jim Harbaugh wins a national championship, goes out to San Diego. Now, I do get, Kelly, that if you're a coach and you can become one of the 32, you know, 32 NFL teams, if you're one of the 32, you have reached the pendulum, so to speak, the mountaintop of a career. But Harbaugh, you know, he didn't do it for the money. He doesn't have to prove anything. But I just wonder, you see, my heavens, you see the Alabama head coach retire. You see Scott Barry retire. You see Jim Harbaugh get out of college football. I can't help but wonder how much of this is that these guys do not like the status of college athletics right now.
Well, when you talk about basketball, Bob, you can include Mike Krzyzewski of Duke. You can include Jim Boeheim at Syracuse. Now, yeah, these guys are all in their 70s. Right, but still physically fit and very much enjoyed what they were doing. I think certainly a big piece of it is the transfer portal and the NIL. And, you know, sources who are close to Nick Saban have said, look, I can recruit with the best of them. I just can't spend with the best of them, especially with two teams in his league, Texas A&M and Georgia, and now Texas coming into the league.
Oklahoma.
Right. So, I mean, and what we mean by spend, obviously, is, you know, just frankly, money for these players to play college football. And that's what it's going to come down to. And I think, too, when you crunch these numbers, and I don't know if any official research will come out, but I suspect that our friends up in Oxford are going to be certainly in the top 5 or 6 when it comes to NIL pool money. And I look for, you know, in this type of environment, I think Ole Miss is ripe to do very, very well.
I cannot disagree. I think they're probably going to be a top 5 team next year when the polls come out, Kelly.
Yeah, I think so too. And kudos to our staff, Bob. We were among the first to report that Major Applewhite was going to be the next head football coach at South Alabama. He was their offensive coordinator and has been promoted, so we were correct in what our sources were telling us, that Applewhite was going to be the coach. He is now the head coach at South Alabama. In NFL news, there's been 2 moves within the last hour. Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is expected to be named coach of the Carolina Panthers, so I guess he drew the short straw and wind up going to Carolina. And Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who was kind of the sexy pick for a lot of these teams in the offseason, apparently he has reached a deal to become head coach of the Washington Commanders, another short straw draw.
That's the short straw. That dude got the straw that was so damn short that it wasn't hardly a straw, Kelly.
Yeah, he's going, I don't see a straw in here at all.
I think I just got tattooed. That's what I think.
But he'll be in San Francisco, of course, this weekend trying to beat the 49ers and make the Lions a Super Bowl participant for the first time in their franchise history.
Well, tomorrow we'll talk about your new favorite player, Patrick Mahomes. I know you missed Brady, but Patrick kind of slid right in that little spot in your heart, didn't he, Kelly?
It's in the NFL's heart, I might say.
All right, one more day, Kelly gets the ankle bracelet off, and they'll let him back out in public. Are you going to come back to the studio when you're freed?
Are the softball players coming back?
Well, I can arrange that, Kelly, but they seemed a little relieved you weren't here the other day, so I'm not sure.
Well, I was going to say, just don't tell them I'm coming back.
Yeah, we'll never get them back at the studio. All right, that wraps us up. We'll be back and wrap up the week tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.